KSL News time is now 6:39. Another check of Triple Team traffic on a Friday morning, and hopefully a little bit lighter than usual, Andy.
Yeah, having a little bit less traffic on the road this morning will help some, but we still have wet road conditions, so the chance of crash is probably just as high as if it was a lot of traffic and a dry roads. But right now, we're still not seeing any crashes so far. In fact, that little bit of slowing we had on I-15 near 90th South is thinned out for now. Traffic coming from Tooele County. Wet in Tooele proper, according to our KSL traffic troopers, but it gets a little bit more slick and black icy as you get closer to the joining up with I-80. Eric?
Chains or 4x4 is required if you're heading into the canyons, Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons this morning. I-80 is also very slick as you head up towards Parley Summit. That's the slickest part from that point down to the Kimball Junction exit to Park City. Right now in Utah County, things are looking pretty good on I-15 normal speeds from Provo to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
We still have a very light, misty rain coming down through Weber and Davis County, but it's leaving behind a lot of water on the roadways. So US 89, I-15, Legacy, they're all kicking up a lot of water from the tires. And then if you're going through I-84, that turns to snow in the higher elevations, and there's some icy spots on I-84 as well, so you could have some problems there. The new America First Unlimited Cashback Visa gives you 1.5% back for everything you buy. Plus, it comes with tons of amazing features. Apply today at AmericaFirst.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.